Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review of the new thriller Memento, which stars Guy Pearce, was directed by the British filmmaker Christopher Nolan, and is based on a short story by Nolan's brother Jonathan.
Thrillers are about the easiest movies to make and the hardest to make well. For every dozen filmmakers who master the purely mechanical aspects of suspense filmmaking, maybe one brings enough of a human touch to give the work a sense of real edge. Christopher Nolan looks like an exception to that rule. His second feature, Memento, doesn't boast either the moral force of an Alfred Hitchcock film or the mordant psychological insight of Claude Chabrol's work. Yet the saga of a memory-impaired man trying to track down and kill his wife's murderer is a supremely clever puzzle that manages to withhold its solution to its very end. Make that its very beginning. The source of Nolan's cinematic coup isn't the gimmick of a memoryless avenger. It's the stylistic corollary that develops out of it. Memento opens with its protagonist committing a murder and then works its way backwards over several days, depicting the incidents that led up to the killing and giving us a tour through the fog of forgetfulness that encircles the pathetic hero. His name is Leonard Shelby, and he can remember everything in his life up to and including the night his home was invaded, his wife assaulted and killed, and he injured. As a result of that injury, he can't form any new memories. It takes as little as 15 minutes for him to forget with whom he's talking or what he's talking about. So he covers his body with tattoos and keeps a pocket full of snapshots and notes to remind him of who he's dealing with and what he's working on. In the movie, Leonard, who is played by Guy Pearce, deals mostly with two characters. The first is named Teddy, a wonderfully sleazy hustler of uncertain background and intention, played by Joe Pantoliano. The second is an attractive bartender named Natalie, and if we suspect Teddy is up to no good, we pretty much know Natalie is shady from the moment we lay eyes on her. Here's a typical exchange between Leonard and Natalie, who's played by Carrie Ann Moss.
Natalie.
You don't remember me.
I'm sorry, I should have explained. I have this...
You did explain, Lenny.
Please call me Leonard. My wife called me Lenny.
Yeah, I know, you told me.
Well, then I probably told you how much I hated it.
Yeah.
Do you mind taking your glasses off? It's hard for me to... Thanks. So you have information for me.
Is that what your little note says?
Yeah.
Must be tough living your life according to a couple of scraps of paper. You mix your laundry list with your grocery list, and you'll end up eating your underwear for breakfast. I guess that's why you have those freaky tattoos.
Yeah, it's tough. It's almost impossible. Look, I'm sorry I don't remember you. It's nothing personal.
I do have information for you.
Like every other scene, this one has to serve two functions. On one level, it has to clear up some of the confusing details of the scene which, in movie time, just preceded it, but in chronological time, comes just after it. Just as importantly, it also has to help us figure out whether Leonard is on the up and up, a question that he himself can't answer with any certainty. Pearce is a fearless and chameleon-like performer who has been persuasive as both a drag queen in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and as a coldly ambitious cop in L.A. Confidential. He plays Leonard without the usual concessions to likability, a decision that makes the character difficult to cozy up to, but which adds considerably to the suspense. Pantoliano is simply a terrific character actor. Just when you think you've got Teddy figured out, Pantoliano throws in a shrug or a calculating stare that calls all your conclusions into doubt. Moss is playing a conventional and even moldy figure, the femme fatale, but she brings enough hard-bitten energy to pull it off. Where does all this leave Memento, or more importantly, us? There's an enthralling puzzle with a surprise ending that manages to come as a complete shock and make logical sense. And audiences who are sick of being condescended to with cheap sex, cheap violence, and cheap humor should find the movie's astringent approach a relief. In a larger sense, though, Memento leaves us high and dry. While we discover what the characters are after, we don't get a sense of why they pursue their goals so ferociously. Nolan's cleverness is compulsive. Whenever he comes close to giving us an insight into his characters, he turns out to be playing yet another game of sleight of hand. And like an illusionist, he leaves us with only the fleeting pleasure of momentary confusion.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.